الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء اتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his slave and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as you ought to be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate, and scatter from them too many men and women. And fear Allah when you demand your mutual rights, and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct, in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger achieves the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du. Certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a strang, and every strang is in the fire. This evening we want to deal with the issue of brothers being oppressive to their women. And believing in their oppression to their women, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not given freedom to the women. Before we present this topic, I just wanted to ask a question that some of the brothers or the sisters might respond to in helping us prepare for one of our topics we plan to deliver if Allah blesses us in the future, inshallah ta'ala. And that is dancing. Muslim families have the ability to put their Muslim children in the Muslim school, and instead they put their children in the Kafir school. And then when you ask them why, they start dancing. Maybe some of you could answer that question if you know some of the people, but I haven't been able to get any responses other than dancing. Why they don't put their Muslim children in the Muslim school? Is that understood? The question? Dancing, meaning they skating around the point, dancing around the topic, not actually dealing with the topic. They might be dancing if they ain't going to the Muslims. If they not sending their children to the Muslim school, they might be dancing too. Nah. Children might be dancing, that's why they don't want to send them to the Muslim school. I don't know, at any rate, they haven't, many of the people who do this haven't responded to myself. Maybe if you all know some of the reasons, maybe you like to come forth, or maybe some of the sisters might like to write a response to that. At any rate, our topic we want to begin with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement in Surah An-Nisa, verse number 19, where Allah ta'ala says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يحل لكم أن ترثوا النساء كرها ولا تعضلوهن لتذهبوا ببعض ما آتيتموهن إلا أن يأتين بفاحشة مبينة وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, O you who believe, it is not permissible for you to inherit women against their wishes. And do not harm the women so that you may take back some of what you have given to them, except that they have committed an abominable deed. And I command you to live with them, the women, in kindness. And if you dislike them, the women, then perhaps you dislike something and Allah has placed in it a lot of good. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, he teaches us that it is not permissible to inherit the women against their desires, against their own wishes. I don't know that we practice this, but some of the Muslims still practice this today. That is that if a lady dies, if a husband dies, the wife automatically becomes the wife of his brother. Now, if a man dies, the husband, his brother automatically becomes the husband to that lady, whether she wants to or not. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah has made that forbidden to us in his statement, لا يحل لكم, that it is not permissible, meaning it is haram for you to inherit the women against their own wishes. Meaning if they don't want to marry you, you can't make them marry you. You can't make them marry you, like in the case that they used to do. My brother died, you mine's now. No, I don't want to be with you. I wanted to be with your brother. Now he's dead. I want the choice to choose another man, like I had the choice to accept the proposal or reject the proposal of your brother. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it clear that this is not permissible in this deen of al-Islam. I want us to reflect on that and that jahiliyyah practice, which some of the Muslims still practice today, to take it and to relate it to our circumstances and what we practice today. The women have a choice in the affair of marriage and divorce, like it, brothers or not. I'm not saying that divorce is in the hands of the lady or the marriage. The marriage is in the hands of the wali, and the divorce is in the hands of the husbands, but the ladies have a say-so in who they're going to be married to, or who they're going to remain married to. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the women, whether the men like it or not. And don't harm the women so as to take some of what you have given the women, except that they commit an abominable deed. Don't make it so difficult on the lady that she has to give you the dowry back and then you let her go. If you want to let her go, let her go. If you want to let her go, let her go. But don't harm her or make it difficult and tight on her so that she gives you back the dowry, except that she commits abominable deed, meaning except that she commits zina, or as the ulama explain. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us that the men have no right to make it so uncomfortable on the lady that she wants to be divorced. The men, they can't do this. I'ma divorce you. Divorce them, huh? Torture the lady. Mentioning something before it happens is torture. This is why the people of the hellfire will be shown their punishment in the grave.
Okay.
the people of the hellfire in their graves as a part of the punishment of the grave is to see your place in the hellfire. That's going to jam you up in your grave. Now, go look at a tombstone and say, died 1865. Imagine from 1865 to 2000, they're in their grave being shown how they're going to be tormented in the hellfire. And we said this is the same case if we bring it closer to ourselves. You tell your child, your wife calls you at work, whatchamacallum has been a bad boy today. You say, that's okay, put him on the phone. Ahmed, when I get home this evening, I'm going to deal with you. He finished all day. The boy is jammed until you get home because he know you're going to get him. Nah, that's a bad feeling. And the brothers don't have a right to put the sisters in this type of feeling. I hurt you. Punch you in your eye. Gonna divorce you. I ain't gonna give you no more money. Whatever the brothers say with their weak statements to the sisters, they should know that this is not permissible to put this sister in a state of difficulty that makes her want to be divorced. Nah, this is not permissible for the men to do it. Allah has made it forbidden to them. And he follows it up, and I command you to live with them in kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after he makes it clear, you don't just take a lady, she don't want to be there. She either want to be there and she is, or she doesn't and she's not. And nobody can force a lady to be where she doesn't want to be. And then you can't, after you get a lady, that's before you get her, just taking her anyway. And then if you have a wife, you can't make a you don't want her, make it difficult on her. No, just let the sister go. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you, instead of doing what is not permissible for you, do what is permissible. And I command you to live with them and kindness. This is how a man should live with his wife. And it's as if, wallahu a'lam, the men, they say, but I don't like her is why I dealt with her like that. And Allah is like, he's answering that question. Akhi, why you treat the sister like that? Whenever you ask a brother why you treat the sister like that, his first response is, she made me do it. Nah. This is going to be the statement of people also in the hellfire. Nah, why were you a kafir? The devil made me do it. Nah, he ain't going to wear your punishment for you. So why do you say the sister made me do it? She going to wear your punishment for you? You tell Allah. If you ask on Yawm al-Qiyamah, why you make it difficult for the sister when I forbid that for you? You say, she made me do it. That's going to be an acceptable answer on Yawm al-Qiyamah? Allah, he responds as if the brothers are saying this, but she made me do it because she wasn't acting right or I didn't like her, whatever the case was. If you dislike them, the women, perhaps you dislike something that Allah has placed a lot of good in. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to teach us indirectly the nature of the women. That the women, they have some problems with them, but they have a lot of good. And in your relationship with them, don't judge it based on the few problems that you have with the sister. Judge your relationship based on all of the good that you find in the sister. Her iman, her obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her going through labor pains and carrying the child and raising them and so on and so forth. Sisters have a lot of good in them. Fixing your food, taking care of your homes, making you feel happy. Alright, this good is what you're going to judge your situation on, not on a problem or two. This is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, the brothers who oppress their women, if something is not clear, or a brother knows that his brother told him some things that would make it appear that he doesn't understand, that it's not permissible for him to make the lady feel so uncomfortable that she has to want a divorce by giving her dowry back. If somebody doesn't understand that it's not permissible to make the women feel like this, wallahi, question so that they can be on clarity of their deen. And the brothers have to understand that you can't make no lady be married. The lady has rights in Islam, alhamdulillah, as we see in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. If someone feels the lady doesn't have the right to be in a, to leave a marriage if she wants to, wallahi, let's take a look at Allah's book in the sunnah of His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we can come to an understanding, because we're going to be questioned about our relationships with our wives that are in the privacy of our own homes. We're going to be questioned on Yom Al-Qiyamah. I don't know what you're doing, and neither does anyone else. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows, and He sees, and He hears, and He's the Raqib to hold you accountable for all of it on Yom Al-Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy. Allah ta'ala, He says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 229, الطلاق برتان فامساكم بمعروف أو تصريح بإحسان ولا يحل لكم أن تأخذوا مما آتيتموهن شيئا إلا أن يخافا ألا يقيما حدود الله فإن خفتم ألا يقيما حدود الله فلا جناح عليهما فيما افتدت به تلك حدود الله فلا تعتدوها ومن يتعد حدود الله فأولئك هم الظالمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, divorce is two times. Either take them back in kindness or let them go in kindness. And it is not permissible for you to take some of what you have given, or that which you have, anything of what you have given, except that they both fear that they both will not be able to keep the boundaries set by Allah. And if you fear that those two cannot keep the boundaries set by Allah, then there is no harm on the two if she gives ransom for herself. This is the boundary set by Allah, so don't transgress these bounds. And whoever transgresses the bounds of Allah, those, they are the wrongdoers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, He says divorce is two times. Take them back in kindness or letting them go in kindness. Divorce is two times, meaning you have the right to take your wife back after the first or the second divorce, because divorce is two times. If you divorce your wife for the third time, she is no longer your wife. When you say, I divorce you, and that was the third time you said it, she is no longer your wife. Yes, she has an iddah period. Iddah period has nothing to do with you. You are her ex-husband at the time you say, طلقتكي, or أنتي طالق, or I divorce you. That lady is no longer your wife anymore. Nah. Did the brothers understand this? For the first time you say I divorce you, or the second time you say I divorce you, you have a right to take her back before the end of her third menstrual cycle. Nah. You have a right to take her back before the end of her third menstrual cycle. You don't have to wait till her third menstrual cycle comes and is over with to take her back. Because if you do, she's not your wife anymore. Some of the brothers used to think, okay, I divorce her, now I gotta wait three menstrual cycles.
All right, when the three menstrual cycles is over with, all right, I want to be married to her, I take her back. No. You have to take her back before that happens. Because once that happens, she's no longer your wife anymore. So you have the right to take your wife back. You have the right to take your wife back, whether she wants to or not. And we're going to further explain, inshallah ta'ala, after the first and the second divorce. And this is what is meant. Divorce is two times. So if you divorce her for the third time, she's not your wife any longer. Or if you divorce her for the first and the second time, and you let three menstrual cycles come and go, she's not your wife anymore. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, keep her in kindness and let her go in kindness. No. Keep her in kindness and let her go in kindness. Alright, you have the right to take her back or to keep her. It's whether she likes it or not. But if she doesn't like it, tell me what you understand from keep her in kindness or let her go in kindness. She don't want to be there, how are you going to keep her in kindness? No. Wallahi, this is a question, explain to me. I divorce her. You know, sometimes you divorce the lady. First, you don't want her, right? Because she acting up. You go through the steps. We're going to mention those, inshallah, again. You go through the steps. Now you divorce her. I'm divorced? Then she catch an attitude now. First, she was just disobedient. But at least she still wanted to be married. She just wanted to act up a little bit. Or a little more than a little bit. But now after you divorce her, she see like, whoosh, subhanAllah. Now she don't want to be married. You don't want me, I don't want you. Alright, you say, nah, for real, I want to take you back. You might as well just go ahead and let me go. You should have thought about all that, taking me back before you divorced me. Alright, during that iddah period, everybody's going to see what's up. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them that to see. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ يُحْدِثُ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ أَمْرًا. Perhaps Allah would make something happen during that time, meaning the iddah period. Meaning maybe Allah will let the hearts change. Alright, his heart might change, he want to take her back. If he takes her back, obviously his heart has changed. Even though some of the brothers, they take the sister back, their heart hasn't changed. I don't understand that. Maybe the brothers can explain. If you don't want it, why you divorce her? I don't want her. Did you divorce the wife that you want? No. You admonish the wife that you want. Sister, fear Allah. Sister, do what's right. Sister, don't let me have this in my house. Because you want her. But you just don't want her the way she is. So you're going to try to correct her. Stay away from the bed if that doesn't work. Through the steps. Alright, when you say, I divorce you, why? Why you say that to her? I don't want you. Why it's not over yet, even though you don't want her and you divorced her? Because Allah might make your heart change. That's what that period is for. The period, Allah changed your heart. Make you see that, really, she got some stuff with her, but in weighing this whole situation out, that good outweighs the bad, I'm a keeper. And then you just deal with what you got to deal with. May Allah make it easy on all of us. Alright, but sometimes, alright, first it was your heart. Now it's her heart. After you divorce her, you ain't got to bring me back. I don't want to come back. The brother, he tell her, it's in the divorce and taking her back is in the hands of the brother. Yes, it's no disagreement. But how do you understand, keep her in kindness or let her go in kindness? How you keep a lady that don't want to be with you in kindness? No, how you kind to her? I don't want to be here. How you going to keep her in kindness? Cook? No. Lay down? No. Definitely ain't laying down. I ain't cooking. What I'm laying down on? All right. How are you going to keep her in kindness? Brothers, we gotta reflect on Allah's book, wallahi. Reflect on Allah's book. Alright. She's still in her iddah period. She don't want you to take her back. Y'all still got some time. Maybe in that time her heart gonna change. You know, first it was your heart then changed. Give her a chance to change. Maybe her heart will change like your heart has changed. But if her heart don't change, how you gonna keep her? Her heart didn't change in kindness. Allah continues in this ayah, and it is not permissible for you to take that anything of what you have given them. Meaning, once you gave the lady the dowry, it's not yours. Nah, it was yours. Sister, this $3,000 is for you. Or sister, this diamond ring is for you. She act up, no good. Give me that thing back, man. I know I shouldn't have got you no rock like that, man. You no good. Please say whatever. Alright, how he think he taking back something that he has a right to take back? Allah told you it's not permissible for you to take back anything of what you gave. When you gave it to her, it's hers. What you taking back? It ain't yours no more. It's hers. And you don't have a permission to take it back. Except, this is when you can take the dowry back. When they both fear that they cannot keep the boundary set by Allah. Sis, if I'm gonna stay with the sister, I gotta hurt her. Cause ain't nowhere in the world, man, we gonna be together unless I hurt her for what she did. Alright, you can't keep the boundary set by Allah. Or I gotta curse her out for what she did. Alright, when you have to do to the sister what's not permissible Islamically, you can't keep the boundary set by Allah. Or the sister, I ain't cooking. I ain't laying down. I ain't cleaning. I ain't. Alright, she can't keep the boundary set by Allah. She has to be obedient to her husband. Alright, now, when you two can't keep the boundary set by Allah, meaning now both of you have to act in disobedience to the kitab and the sunnah, now this thing gotta be worked out in light of the kitab. As Allah says, if you fear that you two cannot keep, that them two, meaning the husband and the wife, cannot keep the boundary set by Allah, then there's no harm on the two if she gives the ransom back for herself. Meaning if she gives her dowry back to him so that he can let her go, he could take it back now so she could go, because they won't keep the boundary set by Allah. She's not going to do what she's supposed to do, and he can't do what he's supposed to do. Okay. They can't live together. You can't live together in disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you can't do what you're supposed to do, you gotta go. That you is the husband or the wife. And if both of y'all can't do, she acting up, make you act up. You acting up, make her act up, whatever the case is. Alright, you can take the dowry back. Here you go. Let me go with the khula' type of separation. And this is the ayah dealing with what is called a khula'. Take your dowry back and let me go. Here were your $3,000. Here were your diamond ring. I'm out. We can't do this thing. Alright, in that case, it's permissible for the man to take the dowry back. This is the case when it's permissible to take the dowry back. Stop thinking because you gave the sister something is yours. It's not yours. You don't own her. And you don't own what you gave her. It's hers. And if you got a problem, let her go. In kindness. If you have a problem with her, you don't want her, she acting up, whatever the case, let her go in kindness. But you have to keep the boundary set by Allah. And she does too. She can't keep the boundary set by Allah. She's gonna give you that dowry back and you let her go with a khula', as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains. These are the boundaries set by Allah, so don't transgress them. And whoever transgresses the boundaries set by Allah, those, they are the wrongdoers. Stop being the wrongdoers or the oppressors or the zalimun, those who transgress the bounds set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His kitab. If something is not clear, wallahi brothers, man, ask some questions. If you shy, write your question down, put it in the sadaqah box or the suggestion box, something. Slide it on the security booth door. Do something if you don't understand, man. You're going to be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. We act like we don't stand. We're not going to stand. Wallahi, you act like because it took place in the privacy of your own home, we don't know what took place, you're not going to stand on Yawm al-Qiyamah for that. You're going to stand. If you don't understand, get some clarity on your deen. But don't continue to oppress the sisters when you don't have a right. If you don't like the way the sister is acting, man, you have steps to take and let her go. You can't keep the boundary set by Allah. She can't keep the boundary set by Allah. She want to give you the sadaq back. Okay, accept it and let the sister go. How are you going? I want to ask the brothers to answer. Because it takes place, wallahi. How are you two going to live together in violation of the boundary set by Allah? Explain that to me. And explain what type of marriage that is. Both of y'all in violation. What type of marriage is that? That's Islamic marriage? This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for us? Allah doesn't want this for us. Allah has given us boundaries. Don't transgress the bounds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Surah An-Nisa, verse number 35. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَبَعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ يُرِيدَا إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. And if you fear a split between the two, then call for a judge from his family and a judge from her family. If the two want to reconciliate, then Allah would give them the success in reconciliation. Indeed, Allah is the all-knower, the all-aware. There's problems in the marriage that are causing divorce. Proof of it is, the sister want to go, and the brother going to divorce her. You don't know how many people been married for years. The brother still saying, I'm going to divorce you, and the sister still saying, I want out. You can imagine what type of misery that is. You can imagine what type of disobedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam that is. You can imagine what type of violation of the bounds set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is. Alright, Allah has given us guidance. Alright, there's problems, obviously. If a brother say, I gotta divorce my wife, that's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Alright, what you wanna do? You done went through the steps. Inshallah, all the brothers know the steps. We've been reviewing them for a while. It's mentioned in the ayah before this. Alright. Nothing seems to work. It looks like it's a divorce. Instead of just keep saying divorce, divorce, torturing the sister, and violation to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set as His bounds, brother, get somebody from your side to look into this affair for you. Or are you too tough to have somebody look into your affair? I'm too much of a man to have another man look into my marital affairs. I don't know if that's a statement of truth or arrogance. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us guidance, did He tell us to get a judge from His side if He's not a man? Allah tell us to get a judge if you saw. You know what I'm saying? Can't handle your affairs at home. Get another man to judge in your affair. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in this ayah. If He's not saying that, it must be arrogance that the brothers feel that no man can look into their case because they too much of a man. This is guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. Allah created, He know you better than you. He know you too proud to get somebody to look into your case, so He sent it down as revelation so you don't have to feel bad. This ayah is going to be recited until Yawm al-Qiyamah. As men, when we hear this ayah, what we going to know? That sometimes it might call for another man to get involved. To do what? To help out. And the sisters, who for the most part are humble in this case, that they want someone on their side to look into the case. But if the sister wants someone to look into her case, the brother becomes oppressive. I command you not to get anyone involved. I want to ask the brothers, wallahi, because there's too many sisters making this complaint. Either they lying on y'all, or you don't understand something. And we need to get to an understanding, inshallah ta'ala, as men. When you command her to disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ayah, that shows that she has a right to get someone to represent her in this case, tell me why you believe she has to obey you, except that you feel, astaghfirullah. That you above the law. Now, in Arabic, you're called the fasiq. Now, the one who's above the law is called the fasiq. He doesn't have to obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's outside of obedience to Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. Why the sister gotta obey you? You want so much obedience now. Why? Because you wrong in something else? You better not get nobody involved. You scared her and she's scared. Nah, you scared her and she's scared. But tell me how you're going to make your Lord afraid of you on Yawm al-Qiyamah when He holds you accountable for what you did to the sister. Wallahi, Allah gave you divorce in your hands. That means you got the right to do that to the sister? Better not get nobody involved. When I divorce you, I divorce you. But I ain't divorcing you right now. I'll divorce you when I get finished with your butt. Wallahi, what the brother is telling the sisters? Divorce is in the hands of the brothers. That means we have the right to oppress the sisters. That means we have a right to disobey Allah and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam and act like we don't hear. And we don't see these ayah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book. Wallahi, the brothers, they should say something. Wallahi, because brothers is saying something. Sometimes I want to call the brothers out, except that I know they're going to go back home and dog the sister out in private. Because he doesn't know Allah sees and hears and holds accountable. And even right now, some of the brothers, he probably think I'm talking about him. You was the one talking to the imam. Nah, that's why he did that talk. Still going to oppress Allah don't hear, He don't see, He's not going to hold accountable. Wallahi, brothers, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Muslims are brothers. You don't want your brother looking into your case? Don't put no foreigners in my case. I don't want no, I don't put my stuff in the street. And what street, man? It's the hands of the believers. There ain't no street. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't command your wife to put your business in the street. This is guidance to put your affairs of difficulties, of difficulty in the hands of the believers. That they might work something out if you two really want to stay together. Allah will give you the success. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to give you all the success? You didn't do what He say. Don't get nobody involved. We're going to work this thing out. It ain't working out. So what you going to do? Live in violation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for years? Month after month? Year after year? Wallahi, brothers, we done dealt with this issue, these issues oftentimes. Brothers never have nothing to say. But the sisters, they always complain. And we're aware of the brothers oppressing the sisters. In light of divorce is in their hands. Wallahi, the statement divorce is in your hands doesn't give you the right to oppress the sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the ayah before that, number 34 from Surah An-Nisa, الرِّجَالُ قَوَّامُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ بِمَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ وَبِمَا أَنْفَقُوا مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِمْ فَالصَّالِحَاتُ قَانِتَاتٌ حَافِظَاتٌ لِلْغَيْبِ بِمَا حَفِظَ اللَّهُ واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا. The men are the providers and the maintainers of the women. With what Allah has favored some over others and because of what they give out of their wealth. So the righteous women are obedient and they guard the unseen of which Allah has them to guard. And those women you fear some disobedience from, then advise them and stay away from them in their places of rest and beat them. And if they obey you, then don't seek any way against them. Indeed, Allah is the Aliyun Kabir. Allah is the Most High and the Great. The brothers, I know all y'all could beat me. And y'all could beat other than me too. Nah. Because if somebody say, we're going to get involved, you act like you're going to hurt somebody. Nah. You act like you're going to hurt. The brothers is coming to look into this thing, the situation that got out of hand. Alright, you tell the brother, if it get out of hand again, brother's going to have to come look into that. Let him come look, I'm going to be ready. Alright, you can beat us. All the tough guys, nah. All of you brothers that's ready for the Muslims, y'all could beat us. Nah. But Allah is the Most High, the Great. How you gonna deal with your Lord for your violation of His book? The brothers, what the brothers coming to do? Call you back to Allah's book. What you gonna do? Hurt them. Okay, you could beat us. But how you gonna deal with the Most High, the Great, Al-Ali al-Kabir, how you gonna deal with him on Yom al-Qiyamah? You gonna beat Allah? What you gonna do? When I die, put my pistol in my grave with me. Nah, put a pistol in, when you shroud me, put my pistol up in there, man. Cause Allah think he gonna deal with me cause of what I did to the sister. I got something for him. Nah, that's what you gonna do? Nah. Put a rifle with me. Ain't nobody gonna know. You wrapped in a white, you know what I'm saying? Just put that on my side like that. Nobody ain't gonna know what it is. Cause then they gonna laugh at me. But I got something. the Lord of all the worlds, when he think he's going to deal with me, pull out my joint, deal with it. That's what the brothers think they're going to do. The case saying, but when we call you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it ain't really between me and you. It's between you and your Lord for what you did to the sister. All we doing calling, try to call you back to the haq. Ad-deen al-nasiha. The deen is nasiha. Sincere advice. That's all we trying to do to you. Call you back to what's right. But the one you got to answer to is not me. So don't worry about beating me up. You could beat me. But you got to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the one you have to answer to for what you do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayat, he says, if they, meaning the women, are obedient to you, don't seek any way against them. Alright. The sister obey you, why are you still violating? The sister obey you, alhamdulillah. Why the brothers keep saying, you remember I let you slide? Nah. She said, man, that was last year, man, I don't even do that no more. Well, you used to do it. What kind of stuff is that? Allah has given us guidance in His book. We have to hold on to this guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will hold us accountable for what we do in our homes, not us. Our issue is to advise each other, to remind each other. Ain't nobody coming strong arming you over nothing. For what? For real, nobody don't even want to be near you. You talking about when the brothers come, what you going to do? Nobody don't want to be near you. You disobeying Allah and His Messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam. Wallahi, the earth might swallow you for your disobedience. We don't want to get swallowed with you. Brothers want to be with a disobedient brother? Who want to hang out with disobedient brothers? Ones who oppress their wives, harm and beat their women, hold them against their wills. Them the brothers y'all want to hang out with?